Ether fee hits 100,000 cardholders, and aims for 1 million EtherFi told its followers on June 29th that its cash card program has passed 100,000 cardholders, framing the figure as a checkpoint on the way to a stated 1 million goal. The post came from the company's official account and is the primary source for the count. EtherFi did not break the number down by tier, region, or active versus issued status, a six-figure base for a self-custody card. The headline matters because of what kind of card hit the number. EtherFi runs a non-custodial Visa program where users borrow against staked ETH or spend stablecoins directly, rather than parking a balance with an exchange. Most cards that report large user counts are custodial products tied to a trading platform. Reaching 100,000 holders on a spend from your own wallet model is a different signal. It suggests the borrow against collateral approach has found a real audience, not just early adopters. The base product has not changed alongside the announcement. The core tier is still free to start, pays a flat 3% on purchases, requires no stake, and supports Apple Pay and Google Pay. Higher tiers, Lux, Pinnacle, and an invite-only VIP layer on metal cards, conference lounge access, and larger monthly fiat to crypto limits, with tiers recalculated each month from membership points or an EtherFi stake. The collateral model carries its own risk. The structure that makes EtherFi distinct also defines its exposure. Cardholders spend against ETH and WEATH collateral that keeps earning staking and restaking yield, which is the appeal. It also means a sharp drop in ETH can shrink available spending power or force collateral decisions at an inconvenient time. The 3% cashback rate is attractive, but the disclosed rate is not the whole cost. A 1% FX fee applies to foreign transactions, and ATM withdrawals carry a 2% fee with no free allowance. Scale changes the math for existing holders. A larger cardholder base tends to help the people already holding the card. More holders give EtherFi more reason to keep merchant acceptance wide, maintain the points and tier machinery, and fund the perks that higher tiers depend on. The 1 million target is a roadmap statement, not a delivered number, and the company has not attached a timeline to it. For now, the practical read is that the program has enough traction to keep building rather than wind down. For prospective users, the milestone does not change the entry decision. The core tier still carries no annual fee and no stake requirement, so the cost of trying it remains low. The open questions are the ones EtherFi left unanswered. How many of the 100,000 are actively spending, and how concentrated the base is across its four tiers?